Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is roaming around the London Coffee Festival in the Old Truman Brewery. And of course, I had to stop at the Rocket Espresso stand because I'm reunited with the creator, Andrew, who was kind enough to sell me the R58 to England. I was one of the first ones to actually own the R58. At least he's got a smile on his face. He's making me believe that that is the truth. But listen, Andrew, have these R58s flown out the factory in Milan?
The R58's been really, really successful. Some markets more than others. Germany's very, very strong with R58. And it's created a whole another level for us, really, of a machine that's got way more flexibility for people.
Yeah, I mean, for me, reporting a lot on artisan roasters, and we are here in London, the metropole almost of Europe for coffees and a lot of artisan roasters. What really comes in handy for me is not only the dual boiler, but also the PID. You've done a really good job on a PID. It's interesting that you don't measure it at the brew head, but the brew boiler. But once you get used to it, I mean, I can play with it really, really well.
Yeah, no one's measuring brew head temperature. As far as I know, everybody's measuring boiler temperature and then converting it through a calculation,
okay,
which we don't think is right, because we know when we test the machine using a SCACE meter that when it says 92 at the group, it's quite often not 92. There's a huge fluctuation, but the digital display tells you 92, so everyone goes 92. We've measured in the boiler, so that's actually what's happening in the boiler, and we say, following the chart, using a SCACE meter at such and such ambient temperature, you should have X number of degrees at the group.
Yeah.
We feel it's just perhaps a little bit more real.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing, Andrew, I've noticed is that throughout the extraction, I mean, I always have my little PID monitor that you can attach to it on the machine, because yeah, I like seeing, has it reached temperature? Because obviously, if you empty the boiler a little bit, it takes time to reheat, doesn't it?
Sure.
So then my question now is, during extraction of, let's say, 25 to 30 seconds, would it stay in the the duration?
What you're seeing in the 580ml brew boiler, you will always see a swing, no matter what the machine is, no matter how big it is, how much it's, you will always see a swing. But that swing is not translated to the group.
Okay.
So
okay,
because the heating element's coming on, it's heating the water, then it's turning off. So it's quite natural to see a swing. And I don't think there'd be an espresso machine in the world that you would see a constant 105 degrees, for instance, with 92 at the group consistently. You'll see in the boiler, you'll see maybe 4 or 5 degrees swing, but you'll see a constant.
Yeah.
If you measure it properly, and that's the key, measuring it properly at the group. Yeah.
So actually, during extraction, you would have probably tested it with a probe or something, that it stays the same. Because one thing is true, it does kind of come down a little bit in the brew boiler, but it also comes back up very, very quickly.
Well, you've got
again.
You've got a heating element that's way... It's got way more power than to heat the, you know, once the 580 mils of water is in there and it's heated, you know, it's just flicking on, flicking off, flicking on, flicking off. So it doesn't have to, it's, you know, it's got way more. It's like having a car with a really big motor driving up a steep hill. It's got plenty of power.
Exactly. That's a very good analogy. Look, I mean, I am so pleased with my machine, and whoever asks me what to get, I always say, get a Rocket R58, if you're serious about testing and doing justice to all these artisan roasters, because you can really tweak it and play with your temperature. So it's a fantastic tool for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. Again, thank you so much to Andrew. It's a pleasure seeing you again here in
Likewise.
London.